Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy, beautiful thing called life. Today we're diving into something super important, something that affects every single one of us. Self-care and mental health. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another preaky podcast about meditation and yoga, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about recognizing the incredible power of taking care of yourself, both physically and mentally, so you can show up as your best self, every single day. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, and there's never enough time to breathe? You know that feeling when stress starts creeping in, and everything feels overwhelming? That's exactly what we're tackling today. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments that test our resilience. But here's the game changer. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's strategic. First things first, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of your mental health like a bank account. If you constantly withdraw without depositing, eventually, you're gonna hit rock bottom. So, what are we putting into this metaphorical bank? We're talking about activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from hitting the gym to catching up with loved ones, reading a good book, or simply taking a moment to breathe deeply. Second, remember to set boundaries. Learn to say no to things that drain you and yes to activities that energize you. It's okay to prioritize your well-being over pleasing everyone else all the time. Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru, it just means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, the taste of your food. Being present helps reduce stress and anxiety, allowing you to truly savor life's experiences. Fourth, nurture your relationships. Humans are social creatures, we thrive on connection. Make time for the people who matter most. Whether it's grabbing coffee with a friend, having dinner with family, or simply sending a quick text to let someone know you're thinking of them. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek help when you need it. Talking to a therapist or counselor can be incredibly beneficial, especially during challenging times. Remember, there's no shame in asking for support. It takes strength and courage to acknowledge your needs and prioritize your well-being. Let's say you're feeling overwhelmed at work. You have a million deadlines looming, emails piling up, and a boss breathing down your neck. Before you spiral into panic mode, take a step back. Maybe instead of drowning in that inbox, take a 10-minute walk outside. Breathe in some fresh air, listen to the birds singing. It might sound silly, but sometimes just changing your environment can help clear your head. Maybe call a friend for a quick chat, venting can be surprisingly therapeutic. Or maybe you need a few minutes of quiet time to meditate or simply close your eyes and focus on your breath. These small moments of self-care can make a world of difference in how you handle stress. They remind you that it's okay to pause, recharge, and take care of yourself. So, what are the key takeaways? Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Prioritize your mental health by setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, nurturing relationships, and seeking support when needed. And remember, Stoic Squad, every small step you take towards self-care is a victory. You deserve to feel your best, both mentally and physically. Now, go out there and make today amazing. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a community that supports each other's well-being. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.